Simen Shinches Seif Chavzayin. Atzomais Shiruim Leklovim, bones that are roi to klovim to eat, uklipim, peels, shells, Shiruim Lemaichal Behema, upirurim from bread, she'ein bohem kezayis, the derech then was to give it to the animals. It's not mukze. Muto le'aviro ma'al ha'shulchan. Aval im ein ha'klipim ro'im le'maychal be'ema, but if it's not ro'i le'maychal be'ema, osu le'taltalom. Then the klipim or the atzomes were mukze. This is the first part of this seif. And I want to explain. In this seif, we have to divide them to two. The first part of the seif is the halachas that bones and peels, these kind of things, are mukze. And sometimes, if it's roi lemaichal beheime, they're not mukze. So we have to learn when it's mukze and when it's not mukze. After we know the halachas, when it's mukze and when it's not mukze, so when it's not mukze, you're for sure allowed to move it and take it off the table. When it's mukze, then the chelik part, the second part of the seif, will tell us different ways and different etairim how a person could take it off the table. But first we have to know what is mukta and what is not mukta. So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside and the first chelik in seif katan kuf yud. Atzomos afilim nispalku min haboso b'Shabbos, even if the bones were taken off from the boso, the meat that was on top of it in Shabbos, v'imboyim lo yemuchal leklovim, it's not mukta. Afilo och ishori. Because Erev Shabbos was Bichlam not Mukta. Vekolshigan Nispalkum Miboid Yoim. So then already from Erev Shabbos was Roi Lemaichal Behema. We'll see later in Siv Kotn Kuf Chof Aleph, he writes Punk Faker, the opposite. That the bigger Chiddush is Nispalkum Miboid Yoim. Pirurim Ainush Mipnei Katnusam Stoma Inuak Lemaichal Behema Veoifus. Today for sure, when it's on the table, for sure it's Oimed Lemaichal Odom. Maybe when you take it off, you have to know the Metzias. Kezayis ein leir simen kufpei seif dalet mashiko savnu shom. Ein haklipim, if it's not roi lemaichal behema, kegoin. Klipe egoizim, nutshells, ubeitim, the peels of an egg, v'chol kei gavne, ruim, they're not roi lemaichal behema. V'hu adim, v'mekoimus, shem koshim she'enim ruim afilu leklovim. It's so hard that it's not even roi to a dog. Ben nispalku b'shabes, omi boid yoim. It's mukze. Aval kozu dafkim nispargu legamre, there is no meat, no flesh on top of the bone. Lafugim nishtayr mikzas bosor ala atzomis mutol letalte lo yisam agav bosor. But if it's some meat on top of the bones, they're not mukze. So I want a little bit to be marchiv, what is mukze and what is not mukze. Bones. That are roi lemaichal behema are not mukze. If it's not roi lemaichal behema, it's not mukze. So we'll start. Chicken bones that people suck them. They're not mukze. Even people want to eat what's inside the bones, they're not mukze. Meat bones that have some meat on it or some juice and people used to sucking it, it's not mukze. Bones of fish that is soft and people suck it sometimes to eat it, it's not mukze. Nutshells. So if you have lemoshel, we have peanuts and the shells of the peanuts. They're not roi lemaichal behema. What would it be if it has salt on it that people used to sucking it, so it's not mukze? Even we have the black, what they call the garinim, or the pistuk, potassium nuts. People suck the peels, they're not mukze. It's one aloche. Peels. Bones that have some meat on it, for sure it's not mukze. Peels. If it has some fruit on it, it's not mukze. Pits. If it has some fruit on it, it's not mukze. What would it be peels if bananas are mukze? What would it be if it's a peel of an apple? So, bu'aloche is mashma, because when it's together with the apple, you could eat it. And it's roi lemaichal after it, so it's not mukze. Cooking with carrots, radish, also will not be mukze, the peels. Again, if it has something on it, for sure it's not mukze. But eggs, the peels are mukze. Hard nuts. It's mukta. This first chilek is aloche of mukta. Now, we know, even bones that are not roi le'achila, but if it's roi le'maichal behema, the same thing, if you have peels that are roi le'maichal behema, I don't know the metzias, they're also not mukta. The shaila is if you have to have the behemoth around or not. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotan Guf Chof Alef says, Lagabi de klovim, you have to have klovim. If it's a place without klovim, it's not mukta. I'm sorry, it is mukta. You're in a hotel and out somewhere, no one is Chum Shabbos there and there's no dogs, it's mukta. In a city that there's no dogs, it's mukta. To know in your frum neighborhood if dogs come over, don't come over, the mitzias is very hard to know the mitzias if it's mukta or not. So, and bones we have a mefurish Mishnah Berurah and it's a ramah that you have to have klovim mitzui. And all the other klippas, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had a feeling that it says, Roy le Meichel Behemah. It doesn't make a difference if the Behemah is here or not. And bones, the foolish only of the klovim mitzui. Le Meisel Shmir Shabbos Kirchos and Perik Chof, Siv Chobov says, only be Mekoyim Mish HaBehemah is mitzuyim. He said, Mecham Dez Mishnah Berurah. He's not Mekabal as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he's Mitzayan to him. You have to know the Gedorim, Eini Yodea. Legabe this halacha that we said, things are very clear, but there's a very big question here, and the halacha Shabbos bleibt zur Chiyun, and I will just mime the shaila. All these things that we said, that you could suck the bones, a little bit meat on the bones, a little bit meat on the peels, on the pits. What if it's in a place that people throw it away? They don't keep it. Is a mashmoyes in the bir halacha dibur amasel gar'inei tmorim delet smuta. He speaks about pits of apples. He says, while it's soft and people could eat it with the apples, so even now that it's separate and it's einom oimdim la'achile, they're not mukta. So all of these things will not be mukta. This is from one hand. Even if you yourself now are not oimed to eat it. Shlomo Zalman says, if you threw it in the garbage, it became mos, I could hear. Then maybe it became mukta even in Shabbos. But Shlomo Zalman is mistapik. But if you just decide to take it off the table, l'chue, it's not mukta. L'umas, then we see in the crumbs. When they're on the table, they're oile meichal odom. And you could eat them. There's ein derech l'oichlom. So already it becomes mukta. And the only heter is meichal behema. So he wants to say, maybe there, because it becomes oimed l'meichal behema, so v'mele za'af koef meichal odom. And the mele you have to have that it's roi lemaychal behema. But and if there's no behema, there, so it becomes oimel lemaychal behema. This thing is not so clear what is the halacha. But after we know the halacha is that we have some bones and some peels that are mukta and they're on the table, how you take them off. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Osur letaltelam. It's the second part of the seif, it's mukta. Elo menayres atavlo vehem noiflim. It's like a little board that you put under the bread or the plate and you shake it off. Or you take the tablecloth and you shake it off. Here it's mashma that you have to shake it off. You can't pick it up, take it to a different room. Bir Halacha brings down two pshatim in it, if you're allowed to or not. Ve'im yesh pat al ha-shulchan, muto la'agbi ha-tal ve'tal le'maklipim she'in ha-maychal be'im, she'em beteli ma'agab ha-pas. It's not mukta, you're allowed to pick up the whole tablecloth. ואם יצור למוקם השולחן, אפילו אין עליה לדבורים שאין אמרוי למייכל בהימה, מותר להגביה ולטלטל. So it's mashma, if you don't need a place, just shake it. If you need a place, you're allowed to pick it up even without pass. If you have pass, you're allowed to pick it up every time. We'll see first the Mishnah Berurah, סיף קוטן קופטס ווב. מנאי רסתיו לו, הוא דף המונח על השולחן כדי לא שומו לו הלכן. והוא הדין מה פה הפרוסו, וטעם ההתר הוא, כיוון דלי מטלטלי בידיים, called tiltul min atzad letzerich davar amutor. You just want the place. You're not doing it to save the muktzah. It's mutor. Vuadini ma'avir mal dey davarach gen shumegar oisim al dey sakinu min amapo. Push him with a fork. You're allowed to the chaznish holds that it's also. The mishabur holds that it's mutor. The mutor imutzor lishtamish amokim shemunach shama atzom yitzva haklipim. There's a mikre tiltul min atzad v'shorim letzerich davar amutor. Kepikamon besimen shin yud alef seif ches. ואם נזכב צוער ביחד ומוס, או לא להניח ככה לשולחון, ונזנו אתו, מוטו להעבירם בידיים, דאב לדידי כגרב של רי, כן משהו בגמורה. סבקות מקוף תסבוב, ואם יש פס, ואפשר שאפילו לכתחיל מוטו להניח פס, כדי להגביע הטב לו, עם כושר לו הניור, עין במוגן אברום ופרים הגודם. It's a nice for himself. So what is the taken here? To pick up the bones, also. Al ידי to pick up the plate, the tablecloth you're allowed to. If you have a pass, you're for sure allowed to. If not, it's mashma that if you could shake it, you have to shake it. If not, you're allowed to pick it up. So how we pick up, why we don't shake. So the person wanted to say, it says, if you need a place of the table, you're allowed to. But out there, it's a graph shel rei. In our days, it's so most was on the floor, it's called that we need the place. And b'meila, you're allowed to pick it up. B'meila, you don't have to menayer it. You're allowed to take it out of the room and throw it to the garbage. But still, if you have the biur halacha. Another reason you could be matir. And shin lamed zayin. So some poskim say in our days, on the floor, it's like graph shel rei. So then as a heter, we're very istanis. Everything becomes graph shel rei. So then for sure it's mutter. Could be another heter. And Shin Lamed Zayin, speak about sweeping the floor. Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to sweep the floor, even if it's klipei goyzim on the floor. So if gotten Yud Beis, Shin Lamed Zayin. Mutter, v'afilu yesh babayis, in the case you're allowed to sweep, afilu klipei goyzim v'kayoyitzim v'dvorim v'asurim v'tiltul. V'filu ochim mutter, l'kabed ha'avelik v'kigrav shel rei, achroinim. So some say, Mishnah Berurah says it's grav shel rei, so it's a big palace, so why you can't shake it on the floor? If on the floor I'm allowed to pick it up as Graf Shel Rei, here also I have a heter Shel Graf Shel Rei. Some say the heter there is not a real Graf Shel Rei. It's a tiltum min hatzad, I'm doing it with a broom. But Chazal will matir, tiltum min hatzad to clean the house, that the house has covered Shabbos, that will not come to Graf Shel Rei. Some say, Afid HaChazanish, the heter is, that as Kovet Shabbos, they will matir tiltum min hatzad. And to feed them, you don't have to measure how dirty it is or not. So b'meila, if it's on the floor, I'm allowed to sweep it. So b'meila, I don't have to throw it on the floor. I'm allowed to pick it up and take it somewhere else. If I'm allowed to sweep it when it's on the floor, so I could take it right away out. So only the shaila is why here it was not mentioned, this halacha. If it's a graf shel rei, we said, you're for sure allowed to, there's no question you're allowed to. Take it out. The Shabbos has an interesting shaila. Why when someone is eating and he has some bones on his plate, he's allowed to push it to the side? If it's not roi le-maichel beim and it's not roi le-metzitze. The chur is not a graf shel rei, he's eating, he's just moving it to the side. And you can't say he's cleaning the place. What do you say, the head of the Mishnah Berurah is doing it with a fork and a knife? It's only a head of when you do it shaloike dalkoi. And the plate is called dalkoi. So it's not so clear what would be the head of the chai gavna. So the ma'ase, when a person is on a shalom zocher, and his nutshells, peanut shells, he's not allowed to pick them to put them in a plate. If it disturbs very much, as Graf Shel Rei is allowed to. Of a stamp to clean out where he ate, it's very hard to say. Some say it's a little Graf Shel Rei, very hard to say. He's allowed to take a spoon and push it into a plate. See, the Mishnah Berurah is not a problem. Again, if you could suck them, maybe they're not muktzes, or maybe another tziruf of a heter here. Seif chofches. Chavilei eitzim v'kash. Before that, before Seif chofches, I want to be mashlim. The Primigodim says that the heter agav pas is lav dafka pas, it's meduik in the Primigodim, it's even different kind of oichlim. So a lot of times, if you want to take off the whole tablecloth, the one chad pa'ami tablecloth from the table, you're allowed to, if you have something, some food in it, so then b'meila, it's not a problem. Another shaila that comes out from the sa'if that I don't want to go into, we have three cases that you're allowed to. To shake it, if you need a place to pick it up, or if it's pas, you're allowed to take it, agav the pas, if Mishnah Berurah is mesupik, maybe you're allowed to like a tchila, leave there a pas even. But it's mashma that if you need a place, you're allowed to pick it up, even that there's no pas, even that everything there is muktzeh. And we don't say bos is lechotzi Shabbos. We'll see later in the halachas of basis, if it becomes muktze v'chai gavne, from here it's mashma that it's muta. Seif chofches. Chavile eitzim v'kash, shehitkinam le'maychal beheime. Afilu em gedolim arbe muta le'taltilo. Shnebu asif konen kuf yedzayin. Chavile eitzim, haynu shehem rabim, shehem rakim, the sof. Dechozu le'maychal beheime. Shehitkinam haynu sheizminam. אבל בלא יזמונה, אפילו אם חבילס קטנוס עושו לטלטלום, ותאימד הסתומה היו יודעים לעסוקה, for fire. ולכך, אף שחוזר למייכל באימה עושו, it's already מוקצה for something else. קוסם אמר גנברום, קשה לא נוסתומה יימד לשחיבו או למייכל באימה. ואיים בתייסי שבס, זה תולי במינג המקוימס. ולפי זה מקוימס שחבילי טבן סתומה יימדים לבניין לחסיס הגג, זה מוקצה. וצוריך הזמונה, I saw one of the Heindikas Forum brings down, so Lemaisi says a person went in the summer to one of the villages, and he saw his kids are playing with straw that is made for the animals, for sure it's not muktzeh. But in the city, for sure the straw is muktzeh. Seif choftes. Kol shu roi lemaychel chaye v'oif ha-metzuyim metalteli moise. V'im eino roi ala lemaychel chaye v'oif she'eino metzuyim. Im yesh lemoise min chaye oif muto letaltel maychel ha-roi loise min. V'im lav osu. So if a person owns fish, for sure it's not muktzeh for him. And we stop at people that come to his house, in his house, it's not muktzeh, his stuff. But someone that doesn't own these things, so if it's special animals, for sure, doesn't help for him. What would be fish, if it's considered derech or not, any idea. But if he's there, Ramo finishes, muto letaldel atzomei shenisparku min abosom erev Shabbos, im reuim leklovim, do klovim metzuyim. Klovim are metzuyim. Mishnebu asif kodem kuf yutes. שאינו מצויים, אב אצל רוב בני אדם, ומה שהשירים מגלים מויסו מאמין בבתי, הם לא נחשב מוצוי. ולפי זה רוצה להם אלפי מה שנסבר, כשהוא רואי לחי ואיף המצויים, אב שאין להם מויסו מאמין, מוטר לטלטל, גם בזה מוטר לטלטל. מערב שבס, וכל שכן הם נספרקו בשבס, ואין את בקנית שבס להכיל הסודם, ומשתבו הוסיף קודם קוף יוד, יסד האפזט. ולבד הם מוטר לטלטל. ואם אין כלובים מצויים בו יסעמוקים, גם באופן זה אוסו לטלטל. So here, משלבו עושה clear, if there's no behemoth מצויים in this place, there's no כלובים, there's no heter. It says clearly. So in the שבוס יצחוק, he brings down פרק טס, בשם רב אלישיב. Has to be behemoth המצויים לגדול אצל בני אדם. וזה נושא מוטולים עליהם, במילה it's roi and it's not מוקצה. But if it's מוצי בעליכיים של הפקר, it doesn't help. Because you're not allowed to feed them in Shabbos. But dogs, everyone allowed to feed, even if it's not yours, במילה it's מוטה. Some say if there's a lot of chickens are flying around, so even you're not allowed to feed them, but because you leave it there, במילה could be it's not מוקצה. סעיף למד. גרעיני תמורים. Pits. If tomorrow, so we said, here the Shechonor is saying the halachas of pits. So every pit, normal pits, the mashal, corn pits, hard ones, we do popcorn from it, it's muktzeh. Grapes, apples, that people eat together with the fruit, and you could eat them separately, they're not muktzeh. A mesupik and orange pits, you cannot eat them separately, even if you eat them with, maybe then it doesn't help. Pits that normally have fruit on it, like mango, apricot, these things are not muktzeh. But if you have pits that are muktzeh, then we'll have the seif what to do. Gerinei tmorim. V'mokin shema'achilim ha'isim le'eve be'eimim muta le'taltelam. I don't know what is the mitzvah today. V'odom choshuv has to be makpid tzor li'zor le'achmir al atzmi shaloi le'taltelam. Ela darich shinui. Like every mukta. Siv kodem kuf chav beis. Bemokim. Aval bemokim she'ein derech le'achilom le'behema. Osu le'taltalom. A place that the derech is not to feed it. The animal. So it's mukta. Aval gav dechosu le'behema. So it's not the derech. Here we see again. Tzorech le'achmir. Atah mishum dish mekoim mishen ma'achilim oiso. Afilu le'behema. וגם דלחוזו לבהמה, רק על ידי הדחק. Two reasons. דהיינו, bones, even in a place, we'll say, why are you allowed to give bones to that? Why is not mukta to dogs? But some places there's no dogs. But first, but there's no place that they have dogs and they don't give it. And also, when it's chozu b'shufi, not b'shas hadchak. So the Adam Choshev doesn't have to be machmir. But only in the pits, if the tmorim, the dates, צורך אדם חושב, אל כן צורך אדם חושב להחמיר. And he has to carry it בשינוי. So if I would only have this הלוכב, has to carry it בשינוי, I would say if it's on the plate, don't pick it up in your hands, do tiltu מן הצד. Here is one line in the Mishnah Berurah that is a very hard line. אלא בשינוי כגן לזורקום בלשוינוי לטלטלם אגב פס. And here the question is, two questions. One shaila in the poiskim is a person has a tamorim. We said that the pit is muktzeh. He wants to take out it. He's allowed to or not? For sure it's boira. It's in the mouth, so it's no boira. Or he's holding the pit. The pasha is the minig is. It's not called mukta. It's bote lape. Here in the Mishnah Berurah mashma that it's mukta. It's a big shaila. The minig is lahokel, but the Mishnah Berurah here is machmir. It's another question. A person had a pit that was not mukta when it was together. And now it became mukta in his hands. Lechura, he's allowed to carry on holding it. So why bichlal he has to rush to put it down? It was in his mouth. It was not mukta before he ate the fruit. So why it's mukta now? And I want to read from the Orech Shabbos. Hamikalef, a person peels fruit or eggs. And he has a peel that is mukta. Or he eats a fruit and he has a pit. That's Rabbi Ma'apoyiskin, the mutter la'alicho l'mokim she'yirtze. V'nzog la'alicho miyad miyodov. Hesh Ma'apoyiskin, I'm tzrichim la'alicho miyad miyodov. The Dasa Mogen Avrom, the called mukta she'yigal liyodov, mutter la'alicho l'mokim she'yirtze, for sure it's mutter. And even the shittu that it's also, over here it only became mukta biyodov. And Moshe Mezamesh Mir Shabbos, ki ilchoso, Perik Yud Alef Seif Kotten Tes Samach Tes in the Ores wants to be Matir. But he's asking on it from our Sugya. So some want to say to Rutsin that we're not talking about carrying it. It's very, very schwer what is the answer. Some want to say that Rav Zalman brings Raya from Chalo. Person is wearing dough and his mafrish chal and it's in his hands, he's allowed to put it down where he wants. It's good to see inside a big, big archova. It's not the mokum to go into it now, to this aloche. Maybe pits, it's different because it was already mukta, it was only bottle. It's not like things that were muta and became mukta. Like a knife, a miller maybe, or dough that became chala. Here it was a mukta that was the heta because it was mechuba. But in the Mishnah Berurah here is mashma that is machmir. It's interesting. I saw in the Shmir Shabbos Kiril Chosso, when he brings down the aloche and Perik Chof, klipois gal and klipois, peels, pits, and bones, she'enu meichel beim odom, v'af lebeim enem ruim, the mukta. But you're allowed to take it when you separate it from the fruit. But, he says, when you open nuts, don't hold the peels in your hands to throw it later. Throw it right away. So you have to know what is the gedolim, when yes and when not. When yes and when not. I'm not sure. This halacha needs a lot of hesbar yet. Again, the minig of the veld is to be makel, to separate them. And the nat choshesh for mukta. And again, Rabbi Ma'apoyiskim hold of us in the hand, you already could put it where you want. But it's roi lehachmer if you could at least to put it right away down. And again, if it's in the mouth, again, it's hard to say what is the aloha exactly. Pashtus, it's muta. Mishnah Berurah here brings down the chur that you have to be machmir. Not only roi. The Talmid Chochem, even that it's normally not mukta, he's so wide that he's machmir even to the Talmid Chochem. And this halacha is not so clear yet. Bezus Hashem, in the hemshech of the halachas, hopefully, will come to a clarified about this halacha b'siyata d'shmaya.